Boker Tov, good morning. I want to thank our generous sponsors for this year's 10 Minutes of Meaning. Chani and Len Grunstein, who have dedicated in memory of Chani's father, Mr. Aaron Tambor, Aaron Ben Yitzchak, whose neshama should have an aliyah. We are Mesilas Yesharim. We have been studying the seventh chapter, the second quality in the pathway towards human perfection, towards realizing the best version of ourselves. We began with Zihirus, a life of vigilance, of caution, of mindfulness, of plotting out, understanding the impediments, the obstacles to achieving our goals. And the next quality we've been discussing is Zrizus, how to act with alacrity and zeal, how to pursue what we want to achieve, how to make resolutions and chart a course in order to achieve it. Last week we mentioned that Ramchal describes Be'er Chalke Azrizus in identifying the different strategies or approaches, how to lead a life of alacrity and zeal. The Ramchal points out that there are two points that we need that zeal. You need to get a burst out of the gate. You have an idea, you set a goal, you make a project. You have to have enthusiasm to start, to begin. You have to do so with a gusto, with life. And the second time is when you hit a wall. Every project, from a home repair project, to losing weight, to exercising, to making it halfway through the Daf Yomi and Shas, certainly when you reach the Masechtas we're at now, you hit a wall. And you're ready to give up, you're ready to walk away. It's lost the romance, it's lost the allure, the luster. And you're ready to give up, and that's when you need that second burst of Zrizus to run through that wall, to finish what we started. So Zrizus, we need to get out of the gate, to take on the right goals, and then you need Zrizus when you forget, when it grows old and stale, and it no longer carries that same excitement. V'alamita ze'adava ha'irun ezechorna levracha. And about this it says, Binyan Amlocha Shlomo Shama Damid Levanayahu, Vahoratem Oso El Gichon, Vahana Benayahu, Amen Ken Yomar Hashem. So the Ramchal tells us the story of Shlomo's coronation, that David says to Benayahu, take him down to the Gichon. And Benayahu said, fine, I'm Rizal. So our rabbi said, Reb Pinchas B'Shem Reb Chana de Tzipori, Valok Var Namar, Hine Ben Yelod Lach, Ben Nolad Lach, Hu Ye Ish Menucha. Why was such enthusiasm? Why was such energy needed to coronate Shlomo? Why was it necessary? He was already coronated. It was already determined that he was going to be the successor. So why was such enthusiasm? Why was such zrizus needed? Because, says the Ramchal, when we identify a positive goal, when there's something we want to achieve, harbe kategorin, there are many prosecutors who rise against us. The obstacles, the wall will grow. Whenever there's something positive that we want to do, know that it means that we're going to face obstacles. It doesn't come easy. Lefum tzara agra. The greater the effort, the greater the reward. The most meaningful things in life, they don't come easy. We have to work hard for them. We have to work hard to start to pursue them, and we have to work hard in order to continue to run through that wall to achieve them. Therefore, our rabbis warn us. The rabbis derive a play on words, the Mechilta and Parshas Bo. It says, say the rabbis, don't read it matzos, read it mitzvos. You know, chametz, bread and water, flour and water are not the only thing that can become chametz. The only difference between chametz and matzah, they're both made from the same ingredients. They're both a mixture of flour and water. The only difference is time. We procrastinate. We're lethargic. We allow it to rise, to be inflated. Then it's chametz. When we act with zeal and alacrity, we mix it, we bake it, we're ready to go, we achieve in under 18 minutes, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. One achieves the mitzvah of matzah. The only difference between chametz and mitzvah is time. So our rabbis say it's not only true for flour and water, it's not only true for the week of Pesach. All year round, mitzvah, abal liyodcha, there's an opportunity. Someone sick could use a phone call checking in. You have a chance to do chesed, to be the tenth at a funeral, to make a meal for a shiva. You have the opportunity to give tzedakah. You can be part of a shir that's going to be learning. Don't wait. Jump and run. Don't turn those mitzvahs opportunities in our lives into chametz. Our whole lives can become chametz. I'll take out the garbage later. I'll make that phone call later. I'll return that email later. I'll pay that shiva call later. I'll have the conversation or spend that time with the people around me later. We push it off and push it off and push it off, and our lives become inflated by our ego, by our arrogance. Like chametz, it rises from the Yetzer Hara. and our whole lives become a bechinas chametz. Our entire lives can be categorized and can be defined as chametz. We push it off. Sometimes things become chametz for noble reasons. The reason I don't have time to get to the things I claim to care about is because I'm doing other things that are really important. I'm working hard for my family to earn a parnasa. I'm volunteering. I'm running. It's not that I'm relaxing. And other times, in other points of our life, there really is discretionary time, but we waste it. We waste it. How many people don't have time, push things off? Why? Because they started surfing the internet, a video caught their eye that turned into the next one, and the next one, and the next one. They were looking, they were reading, the article turned into the next one, the next one. And when we lack discipline and we lack control, and we're not sovereign over our very selves, when we indulge that yetzer hara of the yeast that inflates our own lives, time passes us by, we look back at our day, and our day is a big pile of chametz. It's a big pile of chametz. I know it's almost Tisha B'Av, I'm not talking about Pesach, but the whole process of Bedikas Chametz is not just looking for the 10 pieces of bread, it's looking for the chametz in our own lives. Where's the chametz in my life? If I go to the 745 minyan every day, do I get there 740 or 750? My davening becomes chametz. If I made a commitment to come to meetings, I'm meeting people at a certain time, and I say I'll be there, are they always waiting for me or am I waiting for them? Am I early? I set goals. Do I go to sleep every night saying, I can't believe I didn't get to it yet again? Tomorrow will be the day. Or am I able to go to sleep with a certain satisfaction and fulfillment that I did what I said I was going to do today? There were phone calls, places I had to visit, things I had to take care of, goals I set for myself. Do I achieve what I set for myself? Do I fulfill my pledge and promise, not to others, but even to myself? Do we act with zrizus? Or do we go to sleep every night like a big pile of chametz? Like a big pile of chametz. The Shlach Kadosh writes, quote, it's written in the Malos Hamidos, know my son, the attribute of Zrizus is very important because man was created primarily to be a Zoriz. As it says, Vahi Adam L'Nefesh Chaya, man became a live soul. And the Shlach Kadosh writes, the translation of Chaya is Zrizus. And we can learn that from the Pasuk, Kishmartim Eschukosai, Shayaseh Osam Adam, V'chai Bahem. V'chai Bahem means not just that mitzvos are the nourishment for the soul, that we find life, our life becomes animated and meaningful through mitzvos, but V'chai Bahem, Shlach Kodesh translates, means that through mitzvos, with chayas uzrizus, with vivacity and agility, not with laziness. V'chai Bahem, mitzvos are the framework. I don't have the luxury of sleeping in. I don't have the luxury of a lazy Sunday morning. There's no such thing for a Jew to be on vacation. You have to daven, and ideally with a minyan, no matter where, no matter when. The Chai Bahem, when we embrace a life of Torah and mitzvos, it is a platform that reinforces a life of zrizus. It teaches us how to be awake, and how to pursue, and how to have high energy, and how to set goals. Maybe when I'm on vacation, or maybe when I need a later day, I sleep in and I go to a later minyan. Maybe even when I'm on vacation, I wake up early and I'm not doing work, but I'm doing all the things I claimed I never had time to when I'm so busy doing work. But vacation doesn't have to equate with laziness and being lethargic and turning into a pile of chametz. V'chai bahem, ha'adam l'nefesh chaya, says the Shlach Kadosh, to be alive, to be a chaya, to be alive is to have zrizus. You could have a heart beating in your chest, you could have the physical signs of being alive, but if you're a lazy, good-for-nothing, oisvarv bum, if you don't ever achieve your goals, if one day blends into the next where you made promises you never fulfill, if you can't ever check anything off a list, if you have nothing to show for the time that passes, then a person is dead even while they're alive. And a person can have all kinds of limitations, physical, mental, and emotional. But if we live a life of the Zrizus, we make the most of our time, and we make the most of our opportunities and our abilities, then the Chai Bahem, the Nefesh Chaya, then and only then are we truly alive. So each day we have a choice when we wake up in the morning what kind of day it's going to be. A lazy day? Are we going to be culpable of murder because we killed time in that day? For a Jew, for a Yid, there's no such thing as killing time. Killing time is an act of murder for which we are liable. Every moment of time is precious. Ask those who are running out of it. Every moment of time is beyond precious. That doesn't mean we can't relax and we can't recreate and we can't do things which are pleasurable and we can never slow down. I'm not suggesting a lifestyle that burns us out or a lifestyle that we need to feel guilty if we're not high achieving every moment, but we need to plan if we're not running on all cylinders. Even plan those moments of recreation. The key is that everything we're doing with mindfulness and thoughtfulness and conscientiousness, and we're doing with a sense of zrizus, to set those goals, to make resolutions, how to achieve them, to measure our project, and then to celebrate with great pride the matzah in our lives, never being a pile of chametz. Have a fantastic day.